have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour today. It is Wednesday again. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, Mamma Mia, a Kama Tilly Vu question, for those who want to overcome the fallen state. It's not for everyone, because everyone does not want to overcome. They don't want it. They do not want it. So I understand that. But it's for you who want to overcome your evil state of being. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Being good or doing good? Which do you prefer? An amazing question. Being good or doing good? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing and you just can't sit and watch the show, of course you can podcast. You can podcast the show, but you can also be listening. No matter where you are and what you're doing, you still can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? It is amazing. It's a spiritual battle. It has nothing to do with color. Male or female, is either right or wrong. There are no isms. It's not racism. It's not sexism. It's not Allahu-Abba-ism. It's not homophobia-ism. It's not anti-Semitism. It's not white supremacism. It is pure spiritual, good versus evil. And I had no idea, and I had heard this before, but I did not know what it meant or that it was possible until I started really, really paying attention and seeing it for myself. When you are not with human beings, human nature is not controlled by the law, the principles, the law of loving God with all your heart, soul, and might, and loving your neighbor as yourself, love your enemy. Human beings have to be controlled by the law of the land. Otherwise, they will go out of control. I didn't know that human beings could literally go out of control, and it seemed like they don't know that they're out of control. And they hurt themselves and others, and they don't seem to know. They seem to think that that's normal, to be out of control, in the same way that most human beings do think this, that anger is good. They need anger to motivate them to take action. They think, and then they'll say that they have righteous anger. They don't even know what righteous anger is. They think their bitter, nasty anger is righteous because they heard about righteous anger. I had no idea. I look at my country now, America first. My country is out of control, and it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth coming through human beings, and it's going to get worse. And people are like, Jesse, what do you mean? How can it get worse? Don't you see every day it's getting worse? There's no love in human nature. No one love no one. No one love anyone. Nobody, you don't love them and they don't love you. Isn't that amazing? You don't even love your own family members, blood. And you act like families. Oh, family is so important. My family. And you hate one another. What the? And you think that having a family is the answer to your emotional state. It's not. Human beings goes out of control if they're not controlled by what is right. You need the law of the land. They took away the law of the land in my country, in America. Remember when we had strong laws and people went to prison for committing violence on others, and they would have to stay in there because of bail bond. Most people couldn't afford to get out. And now there are no laws. They defunded the police. Think about that. They said, we don't want to let the police protect you on this land because we need the people to be out of control so that they would need us to come in as though we were trying to fix them. And the people said, yes, defund the police. And then they said, okay, not only are we going to defund the police, we're going to make sure you're out of control. We're going to give you free drugs. Let's legalize pot. And let's give you needles, free needles. We're going to have organizations go out and pass them out to you for free. We're going to make sure you have no control, self-control at all. And the people say, yes, that's nice. We're going to make sure you live on the streets and interfere with the people who are trying to have a life. We're going to make sure you interrupt their lives by protecting you as a bomb on the street. And so you're protected by the law, but not the regular person that's trying to have a life in the United States of America, a Judeo-Christian nation. Think about that. It's going to get worse because human nature is getting worse, and this is hell on earth inside of human beings. An example of it's getting worse. It's just one example. ABC News has reported. Los Angeles County officials voted. Really, think about this. You have the government who is supposed to enforce the law to protect the working class, breaking the law and protecting the non-working class. ABC News, Los Angeles County officials voted on Tuesday to declare a state of emergency over ongoing federal immigration raids. And they said this emergency declaration will remain in effect until terminated by the board. This is according to the release. And most of the Los Angeles County officials of females. Mama is in control, and hell is coming up. Watch this from Live Now from Fox.
L.A. County today voting to declare a state of emergency that gives them power to provide assistance for residents they say have suffered financially from ongoing federal immigration raids. The move allows the L.A. County Board of Supervisors to provide rent relief for tenants who have fallen behind as a result of the crackdown on immigrants. The immigration raids that ramped up over the summer have spread fear in immigrant communities, prompting many to limit their outings. Federal agents have rounded up immigrants without legal status to be in the U.S. from Home Depots, car washes, bus stops, and farms. The local state of emergency can also funnel state money for legal aid and other services.
Amazing, huh? Now we got to pay the illegal aliens, the lawbreakers, rent. And again, the board is made up of female, mostly female, and Democrats. And in California, we're already paying taxes up the yang-yang. And now they want you to pay some more money to pay their rent. Criminals here illegally, they want you to pay their rent. Human nature gone out of control. Did you ever imagine that your own government would be against you, the citizen? Legal citizen of this state and this country. They want you to pay their rent forever. It definitely is forever. Amazing, huh? And you know what? California deserves what it gets. And you know why? The people vote for them over and over and over again. Amazing, huh? The people vote for them over and over again. There's an election coming up. Watch how the people whose homes were involved in that fire when we had the fire here in Malibu and other places. Why are those same people going to vote for this same Democrats again? The Democrats who didn't care about their home prior to it. Didn't care about it at all. And now they still have a rebuilt. And watch this, people going to vote for them again. And then they will complain. And they'll get a thrill from complaining, whereas they had a chance to make it right. The people get the government they deserve. According to ABC News, the declaration was introduced by County Supervisor Lindsay Horvath and Janice Hahn. Isn't that amazing? And it passed 4-1 vote, according to ABC News. You get what you deserve. You get the government you vote for. And there's not a reason to complain because you're getting what you voted for. Another example of human beings going out of control when they're not controlled by the law of the land, those are the people. See, all those females.
Los Angeles Times uses this picture and calls them the five queens, the five little queens of Los Angeles.
Yeah, right. What a mess, huh? That's what you voted for. Five little queen devils. Five little queen devils of Los Angeles. You still want women to be leaders? You're going to get what you got at home growing up. Chicago is going even more out of control. Even more out of control. According to the ABC News, Supervisor Catherine Barger opposed that emergency declaration. And she was the only one that opposed it. Isn't that amazing? Chicago going out of control. A spiritual battle, folks. And it's going to get worse. My country is gone. This is not the way it was when I was growing up down in Sweet Home, Alabama, on a plantation under the so-called Jim Crow law. And it's going to get worse. It's not coming back. Even though the Great White Hope is working desperately to make it great again, there's too much opposition against them. Chicago, WGN, this is from WGN, a chase involving Border Patrol agents ended in a crash on Tuesday afternoon in Chicago's South Side, in Chicago's Southeast Side, sparking a tense standoff between resident and law enforcement. Washington WGN News.
Surveillance video from a neighbor's home captured the moment a federal chase spilled into the streets of Chicago's East Side neighborhood, ending in a crash near 105th Street and Avenue N late Tuesday morning. What started as a pursuit quickly escalated into a tense and emotional scene.
I'm not going to sit here and not do nothing about it.
Within minutes, Skycam 9 was overhead, showing a large crowd surrounding federal agents, shouting questions, recording with their phones, and demanding answers about what had happened. Video from the Citizen app also shows a tense standoff between federal agents and community members. According to CPD, officers and supervisors responded to the area just after 11 a.m. when they realized federal authorities were involved. Police say they attempted to de-escalate tensions, but objects were thrown at the agents, prompting the deployment of tear gas.
And they had attacked two people that I know because they were the closest near them, so they attacked them and put them into custody.
I got a phone call from work saying that they took my son. He's only 16. They just told me, Juanita, you have an emergency. ICE took your son. They beat him up, they body slammed him, and they took your son.
City officials and immigration attorneys arrived in the aftermath of the incident and say the response by federal agents was excessive.
The judges made it very clear last week that this kind of conduct is unacceptable.
There's absolutely no reason to have this kind of chaos happening in our communities.
There is a reason. The people showing up and causing it, lady. What does that mean, no reason? They're showing up and it's not even their business. All for the thrill of it. It's not out of love. It's all for the thrill of it. It's just a thrill. They don't care that these people are illegal. They don't care that President Trump is trying to protect the citizens of America. They just want the thrill of feeling like they're helping, feel like they're doing something right, knowing they're wrong. And it's going to get worse. In my country. My country is gone. And I remember when a lot of people left California and went to Texas. And they were like, we're going to a red state. We are going to Texas. And now Texas is losing it too, because a lot of those people that went from California to Texas were Democrats, liberals, children of the lie. And they're doing the same thing there that they did here, voting in the same kind of people. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here. What a mess. And it's got to get worse. Amazing, huh? Did you ever, that scene you just saw in Chicago? It wasn't, that was in the United States. It wasn't in Europe. It wasn't in Alawaba country. It was in the United States of America. And you never imagined that one day you would see this kind of stuff in the United States of America. It didn't seem like it was possible. It just didn't seem like that was, you see it. We've been reporting on this for a long time, but it was in other countries. It was in Mommy Africa. These people come to a white country and they try desperately to destroy it. Amazing, huh? 888-775-3773. A spiritual battle. Chicago was bad enough as is, and now it's worse. And you thought it couldn't get any worse. Black people killing each other every day, you say. It cannot get any worse, you thought. Earl, that's a first-time caller out of California. Earl, you are on the air.
Jesse, remember you were talking about the order of the family?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know what the true order of the family is? It's supposed to be Trump over God, God over man, man over woman, and woman over children.
I don't understand that.
I think because Trump, right now...
Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Are you on Bluetooth?
I believe that Trump...
Are you on a Bluetooth or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
But my question to you is, do you worship Trump?
I worship no one.
I worship Trump. Trump,
Well, you shouldn't worship him. Even Christ did not want you to worship him. Why would you worship anyone?
Because Trump is the great white God.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Earl. I appreciate it. Amazing. Let me go to John out of Texas. John, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jesse. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
What's wrong with this Earl, man? What's wrong with people's brains? Anyway, I have something I want you to react to.
Okay.
This is unfolding right now. There's a mayor in Germany. Oh, by the way, it's a woman. Her name's Iris Stolzer. Well, Iris Stolzer had adopted two migrant children. Guess what happened? You said it can't get any much, can't get worse. Well, I don't think it can get worse than this.
I said it can't, it is getting worse. It's got to get you worse.
Yeah, I don't think it can get worse than this, though.
Okay.
Her daughter called the police.
Where did you get this report from?
It's unfolding right now. It's on the news. This happened on October 7th.
You saw it on the local news? What news did you get it from, John?
This news, I got it off of Google. Let me see. There's articles on it right now. Let me find it. I'm on People. People.com.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
This is Iris Stelzer.
Uh-huh. Oh, I see her now, yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of crazy, Jesse. German mayor recovering names daughter as knife attacker. Iris Stelzer, mayor-elect of the West German town of Herdeck, has told investigators it was her adoptive daughter who stabbed her repeatedly in her home this week. Police said Stelzer's life was no longer in danger. This is from DW.
Amazing.
Oh, she's going to live.
Like the
That's
migrant
good.
Or the adopted daughter, this woman stabbed her. It's according to John that it's a migrant. So there you go.
Migrant me, illegal alien.
Well, that's what I said. That's, let me see. It might have not been a migrant, but she was not a white. She was not white.
Oh, okay.
And also, there's a son involved as well. Also not white.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now. I've been told that she had a girl from Melbourne.
Mali-born girl.
And then a boy from Haiti.
Oh, Lord.
They're saying this blurred-out picture is actually...
This is why women need men to guide them. Their decision-making go whack if they're left to themselves to make decisions because they're totally emotional and they cannot make the right decision.
Well, I think the daughter who was, like, in charge of this, the daughter was reportedly here on people called the police to, like, cover up, and then there's just evidence of cover-up. And so this is a brilliant idea from the children. Supposedly children. They're more like ungrateful little B-words.
So do you think that would have happened to, according to the report, would that have happened to this woman had she not adopted children from another country?
No, no way.
So she,
if it was white children, it could be from another country, but if it was white children,
yeah,
they would have been grateful to live in Germany and not some other, like, India. They would have been glad that they were adopted by a woman in Germany and not a Pakistani mother or somewhere over there, in third world country.
The mayor, is he married?
I'm not sure about that. However, this has been...
Oh, yeah, being told, yes, she's married.
This is like a repeated pattern from the daughter, apparently.
Amazing.
But here's the clincher. It's like I think they're letting the kids off. So...
And why did it say that in the report?
I read somewhere that that they don't know, and that they want to put the kids in some kind of like home custody.
What a mess! Amazing, thank you, John. I really appreciate that, man. It's going to get worse, though. You haven't seen anything, John. Get ready. It's going to be a bumpy ride.
Thanks, Jesse. I know now, you know, I don't want to be like all, you know, crazy about diversity.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Thank you, John. Quick break. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up, Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? All right, welcome back. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, a brand new episode of the Fallen State. The women's meeting tomorrow. Lady meeting tomorrow, the third Thursday of the month. Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. Every third Thursday of the month for ladies only. Get ready, ladies. Oh, what a time, what a time, what a time at 7 p.m. And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State on Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. An interesting discussion with Lauren Salon. She is an LA-based dating and relationship coach. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I noticed that women do not know what they want.
Most women want to be loved and understood on a very, like, deep level.
Do you agree with me that women who sleep around are sluts?
I can see where you're coming from. And that's not to say that it's her fault.
Why is it hard to say, yes, it's her fault? The God below is the woman's God.
What is the God below?
Satan.
That's a bold statement.
But true. It was fun. I enjoyed talking to her. It was fun. Friday at 11 a.m., a brand new episode of The Fallen State. And you should support The Fallen State by becoming a member right there on YouTube channel there. Or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. And thank you in advance. And today, at 2 p.m., a brand new live episode of Punchies TV. P-U-N-C-H-I-E. Punchies TV. You don't want to miss it. A lot going on. And thank you for your help. You make it possible. I do appreciate it. You're getting help, so you're helping us to help others. Thank you. Let me go to Greg out of Ohio. Greg, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I just wanted to thank you for counseling last night.
It was amazing, huh?
Yeah, it was. And I'm sorry I was drunk when we did it.
I'm a little drunk and I need you now. Are you drunk now?
No.
And how does it feel not to be drunk now?
Feel hungover.
Are you going to get drunk today?
No.
Nice.
All right. Yeah, you told me not to drink those beers, and I did last night. I don't know why I did.
You drink all of them?
No, but one. There's one in the fridge, but I'm going to pour it out.
So you drink all but one?
Yeah.
What the?
I know.
Well, I promise you, man, if you practice not going with it, every time the urge come, don't go with it, but endure the pain and don't call it you will lose the appetite. It will be taken away from you.
That's like one thing like I really want is like to not have it, you know, to not have that appetite or that urge.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it will leave if you endure the urge and don't call it you. Be aware of it. All you need to do is notice that you feel you have the thoughts and you feel the pain in your body, but it's not you. Don't call it you. You know it's there. Just be aware of it, Greg, and it will work for you.
And I remember, like, I think it was, like, during a church episode, you were talking about, like, how the flesh, like, you feel it in your flesh, but that's the nature, you know? That's your nature. And it's of the heart because you identify with it so much, it feels a part of your flesh.
Yeah.
It's so strong. And that's how it feels with me, if I can make an understanding about it.
Every human being, there's not one, every human being feels those same pain. Urges may be a little different, but the same pain. And because they have identified with the thoughts, the pain, and the body, they think that it's happening to them. They think it happened, but it's not. It's just a thought. And all thoughts are all lies all the time. It is not us at all. But the people grow up clinging to those thoughts and feelings. And then they excuse, oh, this is just human nature. It's the way I am. And it's just simply not true. But you can't, you will overcome if you stop identifying with the false self.
Yeah.
How's your girlfriend, your wife?
not good. You know, but I don't blame her. She's upset with me.
She what?
I said, I don't blame her to be upset with me.
No,
right.
She doesn't have a right to be upset at you at all.
You think?
No one has a right to be upset at anyone else for what they do to their own lives. And she needs to work on her life and take her eyes off of your life so she can stop judging you and get over her own issues. And you don't have a right to judge her for her issues. Everybody have a right to be wrong. And those who want to be right, they have a right to be right. So she don't even think that she has a right to be upset at you. She does not.
Yeah, because that can affect me, too. Like, if I let it affect me, you know?
Well, it shouldn't affect you at all how she feels about you.
Yeah. And sometimes that can feel heavy. You know, and feeling guilty, and that's not how it should be.
Not at all.
I just need to be working on myself.
100%. Work on you, and don't even think that she has a right to be angry at you. She doesn't.
Right.
Because what's happening to you is happening to you. It's not happening to her.
I agree. I can see that.
Amazing.
I appreciate you, man.
You're welcome. You stay with it, just stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, and you shall be free.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good to hear from you, buddy.
Love you, man.
Love you, too. Take care now.
Thanks, you too.
All right. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Good morning. Over on Rumble yesterday, Age of Inversion says Netanyahu is already the president of the United States.
I rest my case. Amazing.
Over on Punchy.tv, Jim in Alaska says, Jesse, no, I can't see Russia from my house because the earth is round. Winky face emoji.
See there? Amazing. Thank you, Jim. Amazing. And thanks for confirming that the earth is round and not flat.
Indeed.
Oh, and speaking of a round earth, Elon Musk, sent off, how do you call it?
A rocket.
A rocket. No, is it sent off?
Oh, launched?
Launched a rocket the other day. And I watched it. My engineer said, hey, you want to watch this? And Billy. And it was a perfect send off and a perfect landing coming back. It was perfect. And I was amazed. I'm amazed at Elon's ability, his gift from God to be so brilliant in creating things.
Yeah.
It's mind-blowing. But it was perfect send-off, and it was a perfect landing the other day. Elon Musk, rocket send-off. Amazing.
Flopping Zach says, referring to that gal who was concerned about her seizures or possible seizures or scared of seizures, she needs to understand the more she stresses, the worse her life will be. She can get an exam, but the thoughts do bring upon more seizures, which is why I try to talk to as many epileptics as I can to get them to understand the more we dwell, the worse it gets.
But she never had, according to her, she haven't had a seizure.
Well, this guy had a seizure at 21, his first seizure.
Right.
Doctors thought he just had ADHD until he had his first convulsion. The stress he dealt with through family and work hit him hard one night, and bam, epilepsy.
Stress is not your friend. It's your enemy. Thank you. Amazing.
Thank you, Zach.
Yeah.
Bruce over on X live stream. In response to the biblical question?
I know people who go to the doctor because they think they have medical problems. They think they're sick.
Yeah.
And they get a full examination from the doctor. The doctor said, well, we can't find anything. There's nothing wrong. And they still don't believe it. And they go to another doctor. And the doctor say, nothing is there. It's all in your mind. And they still don't believe the doctor. They still think that they're sick.
Crazy.
What the? But... So the biblical question, who is this?
Bruce.
Bruce, which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
Being good is doing good.
Thank you.
So it sounds like he prefers being.
I put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
CLC on Kick yesterday. White history moment. Sound barrier broken. 1947. Impressive.
Amazing.
Pretty cool.
Thank you. White history moment.
Nice. Eric, 5 coffees. And if I fail to pray.
And my soul get lost in nobody fall but mine.
There you go.
I got knees and I can bow. I got knees and I can bow. And if I fail to bow and my soul get lost in nobody fall but mine. Amazing song. It might be other good old days.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Eric.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California. Bought you two coffees, BQ.
Thank you. Which do you prefer, being good or doing good?
And he claims, he alleges, another trick question from JLP, laughing sideways with tears. We cannot be either. Only God can be or do good. You're welcome for giving the correct answer. He's drunk as a bastard. Laughing face with tears.
Well,
sorry, kids.
And so which does he prefer?
He says neither.
He doesn't prefer to be good or doing good?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
That's what I gather anyway.
I put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, did you see the King Trump or T tell my prime minister to get behind me, devil? He treated him like the beta he is. What manner of man is this?
The wind and the sea obeys him. I think we have that coming up.
Is that Ireland or Scotland or what?
If you're talking about the handshake.
Not the French guy. Because I don't think Danny's French. I think Danny is English or something.
Oh, well, I didn't see that.
English or Scottish or... I think it's Scottish or Irish. Thank you.
All white people look alike.
Yeah, I get those confused. Terrible.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Tom, Jesse, there are times when it appears I am getting angry, like when I yell at someone, but underneath there is no feeling. I feel the same as before it happened. Is this a sign I'm on the right track? I don't want to deceive myself into thinking I'm not angry if I actually am. When this happens, I just watch it and don't call it me. Thoughts?
And don't even think about being on the right track or not, because thinking about it is taking you off the right track. So I don't know, because I will have to have a little bit more information about that, so I can't respond to that. I don't know, but I wish you well, and you stay with it, stay with it. But don't think about being on the right track or not. Just do it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Tom, Anthony.
Uncle Tom. Tom like a monk.
Trump derangement syndrome, people to the left, please.
To the left.
Anthony.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony.
Over on YouTube, Cuckoo Jew, question. Everyone is so loveless, so where is the love?
Where is the love you said you'd give to me soon as we were free or you were free? Where is the love? There is no love. Isn't that amazing? Human being has no love, and you couldn't find it in them if you tried to. It's not in human nature. Amazing. Thank you.
On buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Eugene, 5. I forgave my parents. I do the silent prayer every morning and before bed. God took away the spirit of anger. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And Greg called earlier from Ohio. I counseled with him on yesterday. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Family intervention counseling, family counseling, phone, Skype, or walk-in. So if you want counseling, go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Amazing. Thank you.
Blunt Wit, got the sniffles? No one cares. Be a man. Good luck today, everybody. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Pastor Chatelet, 111 gold pills, Earl in California, a beta male and a failed troll. What the?
I didn't even understand the call. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony, Kim Porter, or Katie Porter, whatever, to become WWE wrestler, Porky Porter, says Anthony. That's messed up. I disclaim. She does seem so angry and mean. She's miserable.
She seems nasty. Oh, man.
Deluded.
She has the audacity, the gall, the gonad to run for governor of California.
What a joke.
I didn't even know she was running to all that stuff happened.
And
with
she's really burying herself with the way she's acting. Nobody's falling for it.
This is nasty.
Yeah.
What? Duh. Amazing.
Anthony, why you pity retarded people? Jay Crockett doing fine. Claims he.
Thank you. Amazing.
What a mess. And Alex in Texas, Jesse, take all the communists back to California and get the blacks to work on the plantation.
Where is the PlayStation where we need it? What the?
Scotty Ben 1000, Jesse, how does it feel knowing the great white hope has put more women in leadership roles than any president in U.S. history? Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow, says Scotty Ben 1000.
What a sad way to live, huh? That's amazing. Thank you, though. I don't know if Trump joined that because so many women voters or what, but it's not good. And then what's going to happen when Trump is not in office anymore? Will they leave too or will they stay? Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. Amazing.
Sweet.
Thank you. Let me go to first-time caller out of Michigan. Nolan out of Michigan. Nolan, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, preacher? How you doing?
It's Jesse, and all is well, Nolan.
Good deal, good deal. Hey, I was just calling because I wanted to get your insight on the Telegram leak that came out last night on the Young Republicans. Have you heard of that?
No, I have not.
Okay, so there's like 1,000 messages or something like that that was leaked by a Republican through Politico, and every single Democrat I can find online has been blasting them and other Republicans for not condemning it. If you can recall, it was just last week or so that Jay Jones, the candidate for AG in Virginia, was running, had his text messages leaked where he was calling for direct threats against individuals. Well, from what I can tell in this Young Republicans leak, there's no direct threats to any individuals. While the comments are crude and I guess they could be considered vile, whatever. There's no direct threats in it. But yet, if you go online today, especially X, you'll find that every Democrat has brought it up. And they're using it like they're applying pressure in response to the Jay Jones leak.
Are you able to say what did the Young Republicans say?
In one of the instances, they said one of the things was, I love Hitler. And so, and just like any other thing that's released from a Democrat on a Republican, it's cut and sparse so that way you get this one little click, you know, a small section of what actually happened.
Right.
My biggest concern is when you start promoting that the Young Republicans are saying they love Hitler, it's a little confusing to me because it's been 10 years they've been calling Trump Hitler. And there's a lot of us out there that make jokes about that in a way that is, you know, I mean, it's a really dark thing to push on people, for one. Secondly, when you push it on people for 10 years, eventually somebody is going to make a joke about it. I mean, they've neutralized Hitler's name to a point where it's not really anything anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, just like anything else, you know, I've listened to you talk.
Well, it's hell on earth, Nolan, so it's only going to get worse and not better. So it's just the way it is. Human beings are evil. Thank you, Nolan. I got to take a break. So, hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
Download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. But fret not, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is helping with the cleanup. Maybe he's contributing a little to the mess with all these women in charge, like old Scotty Bean or Scotty Ben 1000 said, shout out. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Wednesday, the 15th of October, AD 2025. You know what that means. Every Wednesday is JLP, then Hake, then Anchor Baby, then Punchy TV. Punchy TV live an hour after Anchor Baby ends is the plan, 2 p.m. Pacific time. And then tomorrow, it's the third Thursday of the month. That would be the 16th of October, 2025. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles is the Women's Forum for ladies only. Men's forums are first Thursday of the month. Men's forums, third Thursday of the month. RebuildingTheMan.com/events if you need more info. Or, as always, you are free and welcome to call into the Bond office. Leave a message if it's off hours or we don't pick up. Or talk to whoever picks up. 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663, or local number 323-782-1980. Nice. So anyway, JLP will be right back for the second hour. Hang tight, callers. There's one line open. You can call in right now. Even during fake news, not fake news. Oh, a second line may have opened up. You can call in right now. 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. Commie Nonsense Network is all pumped up because they're going to promote socialism and communism tonight with AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, really better known as Sandy Cortez, and Bernie Sanders, you know, those two socialist radicals who promoted the shutdown. They wanted the government to stay shut down, just like I want the government to stay shut down. But I want the government to stay shut down for good reasons. They want it for evil reasons. That's terrible. And so they're doing a town hall tonight with Commie Nonsense Network. And Commie Nonsense is, of course, calling them progressive. Ridiculous. And Caitlin Collins is going to be moderating it in Washington, D.C. Wow. Anyway, the hostages over... occupation prisoners, if it's, as Hamas calls them. Just days after the scenes of joy and relief in Israel, there is now frustration and anguish among some families still waiting for the return of their loved ones, their bodies anyway. You know, under the ceasefire deal, Hamas had until midnight Monday to hand over all hostages to Israel, 20 alive, which those were released, but 28 deceased. Hamas has returned four bodies to Israel, meaning of the four of those 28 deceased, but one that was not even of a hostage. So said the Israeli military, and I believe them, I guess. Israel announced today they will restrict aid to Gaza due to the delayed release of the hostages' remains. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz, K-A-T-Z, called the lack of progress a failure to uphold commitments, but stopped short of issuing military threats. You know, it's just bodies. I mean, they're gone, you know? Anyway, it's terrible. It's potentially a sign that the ceasefire could still hold. Hamas is expected to return more bodies today, so said an Israeli source to Commie Nonsense Network. I heard that some of the bodies may be buried under the rubble. I heard there's like 11,000 Palestinians who are still like lost, perhaps buried under rubble because something like 90% of the buildings were damaged or destroyed. Crazy. What a mess, huh? Anyway, a cartel crackdown in America. U.S. military strike, not necessarily in America. A U.S. military strike killed six people on aboard a boat, allegedly another boat, right? How many boats has it been? Drug boats. Allegedly trafficking drugs off the coast of Venezuela. Venezuela marks the fifth time our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, has announced such a strike in international waters, affiliated with designated terrorist organization, he said. I'm James Haight. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
Somewhere in the world today,
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today. Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour, and you can get involved by calling 888-77-Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, Jessen, Jesse. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around doing whatever it is you're doing, and you don't have time to just sit and watch the show, you can podcast, but you can listen. It's been made possible. He made it possible. But you can listen to the show as it's happening on your phone, no matter what you're doing, where you are, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. And my biblical question, a doozy. For those who want to wake up, Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you anymore. So it's for those who want to be free, have perfect peace. Which do you prefer? Being good or doing good? Which do you prefer? Being good or doing good? Amazing question, huh? Being good or doing good? A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And my country is falling apart quickly. It's not messing around. Isn't that amazing? It is amazing. Donald Trump, the Great White Hope, is doing the best he can do. We better be, we all better be, because I am grateful. Grateful that God gave us the best president ever in the Great White Hope. And he's doing all he can now to round up the illegals and send them back to wherever they came from. And the American citizens, probably illegal aliens too, are fighting, not probably, they're fighting him, trying to stop it. In the United States of America. What a mess! And if anyone ever needed the great white hope. They need him now in Massachusetts. They need him now. Fox News has reported over 100 people were involved in the takeover that involved street racing just after 2 a.m. on October 5th. Watch this from NBC 10.
More than 100 people allegedly involved in a huge street takeover in Boston overnight targeting police cruisers. Two arrested, and they're both from Rhode Island.
Boston police say one of their cruisers was hit with fireworks, and it burst into flames. Watch this video from the scene. The officers made it out safely before the cruiser caught fire. 18-year-old Julian Bowers from Cumberland was arrested for allegedly throwing objects at the officers. 19-year-old William Cantwell of West Warwick also faces charges. He's accused of hitting a cruiser with a pole. The police union making this statement today. The two Rhode Island teens who tried to burn a police cruiser picked the wrong city to disrespect and should expect to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. And Mayor Michelle Wu echoing that sentiment, saying, quote, the outside individuals who brought dangerous and disorderly conduct into Boston last night will be prosecuted and held fully accountable for their actions.
Major. Did you ever imagine that in my country one day police officers would be under attack such as they are right now? Did you ever think that that was possible? I remember growing up, police officers, firemen, and other uniformed people were respected. And the kids wanted to be a police or fireman. It's too dangerous now for the police. You have told the young people that the police is the problem and that it's okay to yell at them, disrespect them, attack them, and don't expect to go to jail for it. What a mess. This is from WCVP. Two Rhode Island men in court after what police call a stage street takeover in Boston's South End left a police cruiser destroyed by fire. Both suspects are out on bail. Watch this.
No, I don't want to say anything, man.
18-year-old Julian Bowers walked out of court this afternoon.
Holy, you didn't see that?
Bowers and 19-year-old William Cantwell, both of Rhode Island, charged with destruction of property, disorderly conduct, and assault and battery on a police officer.
Oh, this guy's slamming a giant f***ing pole against him.
Police say the corner of Tremont and Mass Ave is the final stop after other car meetups late Saturday in Middleboro, Randolph, West Roxbury. But the real danger unfolded in the South End.
This isn't about some kids coming into Boston and spinning their tires. This was a staged event where they closed off certain sectors of neighborhoods and streets. They, in our opinion, lured police officers into this gauntlet and then attacked them.
Police did get control of the area after the cruiser was set on fire. Bowers' attorney says police got the wrong suspect.
There's 100 people out there, and two people picked. So,
police get the wrong man?
I don't know what they did, but at this point in time, we need more information.
The good news is there were no injuries reported this weekend. Now, this afternoon in court, prosecutors wanted high bail and GPS monitoring. Those defendants got low bail and no GPS monitoring. They have headed back to Rhode Island, and they've been ordered not to come back to Boston until their next court appearance.
Amazing, huh? Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. Gone crazy. And it's going to get worse. There's no love. Parents don't even raise their children anymore. Amazing, huh? They are not afraid of the police. They don't even respect the police. But I want y'all to know there is a way out. There's a way out, but you got to work on yourself, each individual, men and women, male and female. You can know, you need to know that there is a way out. Drop the anger, you can drop the fear, and you will be clear. A clear mind is an amazing mind, but you got to drop the anger. CBS Boston just reported that the governor of Massachusetts addressed the sudden rise of illegal car meetups and racing known as street takeovers in Massachusetts. Watch this.
Governor Maura Healey addressed the dangerous street takeover trend at the top of mind of police officers.
Anyone who engages in that conduct will be found and will be held accountable to the furthest extent of the law. I just think about Fall River over the weekend and why I'm so upset about this and want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to work state and local to end this trend.
The tough-on-crime tone from the former AG comes as President Donald Trump begins deploying the National Guard to blue cities and states he views weak on crime. Healey says there's no need for that here in Massachusetts.
This is a lot of political theater on the part of President Trump, who I think is looking to distract from a failing agenda around the economy. Maybe Epstein files. I don't know.
What a heifer. What a heifer. You notice how in the homes, after age three or around age three, the kids, the boys and the girls, do not listen to the mother at all, because mothers have no authority. Likewise, as they become teachers and so-called governors and mayors and police officers, no respect for the mothers and for the so-called female leaders, because the kids don't respect females. They have no authority. The authority is in the man, not in the woman. Whether you like it or not, admit it or not. I didn't make it that way. God did. Don't blame me. But it's the same way in the home, and this is what's happening to our country. Somebody's trying to bring our country real fast to the end times. Who's doing this? Is it George Soros or who? They are rushing in the end time. The end time. You know how the Christians say that the end time is coming? I think that's why they put females in control. They're trying to rush it. Where's the love? Jesse. Let me go to Arizona and talk to first-time caller Aaron. Aaron, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Aaron.
How's it going?
All is well.
Fantastic. Well, I just wanted to say that I forgave my father yesterday, and it went extremely well. I was a little surprised. Well, I guess I wasn't too surprised about how he reacted, and I let him know that I'd been sorry for resenting him, for him not protecting me from my mom when I was little. My mom would... I understand now that she had a lot of anger from her child, and she would take that all on me, you know, by spanking me. And I just remember her spanking me for like no reason. I thought I was a good kid, and, you know, I just realized that's what she did.
Yeah.
And I let him know that. And he was like, he was sorry. He got emotional, and my dad doesn't get emotional. And he just said, I'm sorry, I didn't know that happened to you. And it was really comforting, because I feel like my dad he worked a lot. So I feel like I really didn't get to really know him until now as an adult.
Yeah.
But it went well. And my mom, she's now passed on, although I have forgiven her, but, I let him know too, that I don't want to have the anger that my mom passed on to me, because I realize that now.
Yeah.
She gave me her anger, and I don't want to have that at all. And he's very calm and just completely opposite of my mom.
Right on.
It went well.
Most fathers are that way because when they leave the mother, they leave the mother. They're not leaving their children. Fathers love their children. They just don't know how to deal with the mother, the wicked nature of the mother. What were you expecting your father to act like? Did you expect him to act in a different way?
I was expecting him to maybe give, I don't know, maybe just like a little pushback.
Nice.
But it wasn't like that at all. And he just kept saying, I'm so sorry. You know, I didn't know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I know you didn't because you weren't there. I mean, my mom and dad were together. They weren't, you know, separated or divorced or anything, but he worked a lot.
Yes.
So I feel like he was really never in the home for him to see what was going on.
Most fathers are not aware of what's happening to their children from the mother because they are working and trying to provide for the family. And then there are some fathers who are aware, but they are afraid of their wife or the mother of the children, so they don't know how to deal with it because the woman that they marry or made a baby with is their mother, and they don't know how to deal with women. So, but Ryder, how old are you?
How old am I? I'm 37.
Right on. You're very fortunate to be waking up at such an early age in life. You avoid a lot of pain, so you stay with it. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I am.
You stay with it. Stay with it. No matter what happens, no matter how the demons in the mind try to deceive you or the demons in other people try to attack you, you stay with it and do not go with anger anymore. And I promise you, not because I do it, but because the Father that loves you, he will give you a clear mind. You'll be fine.
That's what I'm ready for. And I see it happening already. Just like right before I called you, I had this random weird thought. And I'm like, whoa, where did that come from? But I recognized it. And that's where I'm starting to really understand who I guess my true self would be, is just by really recognizing those thoughts. And it's really crazy how when you're doing the silent prayer, these weird thoughts that you would never, ever think of, even before, you know, trying to wake up, that they just pop in your mind.
Yeah.
Evil, ugly thoughts. It's sickening. But at the same time, it's kind of, it's nice because you're aware of it. And, you know, you just, you don't let it go, but you just aware and just, you know, keep on going and being present. And I like to listen to a lot of music. And there's a lot of songs that reference, there's an SWV song. I don't know if you know that group from the 90s, girl group from the 90s, but they basically say, like, free your thoughts and let them fly.
Oh, okay.
And I can't think of the song. I wish I could think of it right now so I could tell you and you could listen to it. But
I'll have someone look it up for me.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll call back and tell Derek, but
okay.
I can think about it. But anyway, Jesse, thank you for taking my call.
You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And I love the fact that you recognize that all you need to do is be aware, recognize those thoughts, realize that they are there, and do nothing else about it. Don't deny it, don't run from them, live with it, the emotions and stuff, and don't call it you. It will disappear.
Thank you.
The light will destroy the darkness. I counseled with someone, and they called themselves an alcoholic. Like, I'm just an alcoholic. I'm a no good. I'm like, stop calling yourself that. He's not an alcoholic. That's what he does because he's running away from the pain, but that's not who he is. And don't ever call yourself anything else again. Forget about self. No more identities. That way you don't have to try to overcome other identities. And just watch and be nobody, and you'll see what happens. It's going to be beautiful.
sure. Thank you.
No more identities. So I'm being told that, I guess a song is called Use Your Heart.
Yes, exactly.
1996. Yep. Sound like lyrics from SWV song, Use Your Heart, from 1996. That's what Hake is telling me right now.
Yes, thank you, Hake. Go, Hake.
Don't mess with Hake. And so that's your song, right?
Yeah, that's the song. And one last thing, after I called my dad, I was happy. Now, should I have been happy? I don't know. That's still the thing that I'm trying to work through. But the song that instantly came to my mind after I got off the call with him was Cruisin', Baby Let's Cruise by Smokey Robinson. And I thought that because me and my husband were both working on ourselves, and he's forgiven his mother and his father, and I have now forgiven both mine. And that was kind of like our path to go, you know, to just our path. So
yes,
immediately that's the song that came, and, you know, I started singing it. And so it just feels good. It feels like we're now on the right path to where we need to be, to be in this earth, in this planet that we have. And it's comforting. Jesse, I don't know if you remember, but I had asked you in Bond a couple of weeks ago, if when we say the Our Father, about Thy Kingdom Come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I never really understood that growing up, but when I asked you, you said yes. That's, you know, this is what it means, that like we can have heaven on earth while we're here. It's not just when, you know, right, hopefully when we pass that we, you know, make it into that kingdom. It's having it right now. It's having it here on earth. It is possible, and we don't have to fear. We don't have to just fear anything. You know, we don't have to be afraid.
That's
and
right.
That's comforting to know. If everybody in the world would just, that would bring eternal peace. You know, when people talk about, oh, let's have peace on earth, that's what it is. This right here is what it is. And
if human beings were to drop their anger, there would be instant peace on earth. There would be no violence, mm-hmm. no crime, no wars, no jealousy, no envy, no strife, no revenge. It would be perfect love. And yes, the kingdom of heaven, you can have it right here while you live. It is within. And in spite of all the hell that is around you going through other people, it will not touch you at all, because you will live from the kingdom of heaven, not from without, and you'll be fine.
Thank you.
It's amazing that was made possible. And most Christians don't even know that the kingdom of heaven is within, and that they should live from there. Christ said, it is done. It's finished. And the mm-hmm. kingdom is in us, and they don't even know it.
It's almost like they don't want to know it.
No, that's why you let people suffer. You can't help anyone. You let them suffer because they don't want out. And if you try to help them or point the way for them, especially if they don't want it, they'll get mad at you and try to hurt you. Leave mm-hmm. even family members. Leave them in their hell and don't judge them.
And that's the part that I'm trying to work through is not judging them, and like having to realize like, oh, I'm judging them in this moment. That's the one thing that I can say that is a little bit harder for me it's like I think this thought, and then it's not until later in the day, and I was thinking about what I thought earlier. I'm like, oh, why did I think that? I'm judging them. I can't be doing that. You know, it's once you start waking up and you realize that your family members are like dummies.
That's right.
I shouldn't say it's hard, but it's something that I just need to recognize and just not think anything about.
Well, like with anything, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. Mm-hmm. So if the thought come to judge them, just see the thought, but don't call it you.
Okay.
It's only when you get angry at them for whatever they are, what they do, what they say, is when you're judging them. It's not when you think about it. Only if you identify with the thought, but don't identify with that thought. Just see that it's there. Do nothing about it. And eventually, you won't even have the thought of judgment. They'll be gone.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Amazing. Stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Derek, Hake, Anchor Baby, all the crew. Yeah, you guys are fantastic. I appreciate you guys all and what you do supporting everybody on this planet. Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, Jesse. Love you.
Love you, Bye. Too. Bye now. Amazing, huh? You don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be that way anymore. All things are possible when you work on yourself. Really. As Christ said, greater work shall you do as he has done. You can do it too. But you got to live from within and not without. You must live from within and not without. And you will live from heaven, from within. Amazing, huh? Let me go to New Hampshire and talk to a first-time caller, Aiden out of New Hampshire. Aiden, you are on the air.
What's going on, Jesse?
All amazing. Is well, hey, Aiden.
Amazing is it to be on this phone call.
Amazing.
How are you doing today? That's my first question.
All is well.
That's perfect. Listen, so I just got fired from a job. First time being late. I didn't plug my phone into the wall. Woke up in the middle of the night, realized I might have a low charge. Right, plug my phone in, whatever. My alarm went off. I wake up, I shower, and laid back down, thinking I had a few extra minutes. Woke up 15 minutes late, got to the job 20 minutes late, right down the street from my house. Fired.
How can they fire you for being late one time?
It's a blue-collar job, and it's a very strict blue-collar job.
And so you can't even be late one time?
Well, I'm one of the hands-on-deck type of guys. They need someone like me there every day.
Did you tell them you were sorry?
Well, I told them I was sorry. That didn't go far. That went as far as about I could throw a cannonball, brother. Yeah, that's why they didn't use hands in the Civil War. You understand what I'm saying?
What the?
No, I'm serious, right?
That's amazing, man.
So I told them. I said, hey, it won't happen again. I'll be here 30 minutes early every day. And he said some unpleasantries. I was on my way. Now, will I have this job again tomorrow when they need me? I'm not sure.
Oh, so they might call you back?
He might call me back, but I'm also going through some girl troubles and a lot of other things that I would like your guidance on. Not guidance, but advice on.
What type of girl trouble?
I was dating a dancer for a long time, an exotic dancer, if you catch what I'm saying. Now, I'm a comfortable man. Very, very confident myself.
Can you hold for a minute?
I can.
All right, hold on. 888-775-3773. There's one line open, if someone wants to drop in there. I'll be right back. Have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Amazing. Moving right along. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com. The Hake Report from 9 to 11. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby on fire. You don't want to miss it from 11 to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And don't forget, like this video. Hit like. Like the video. Thank you all in advance, too. What else? I think that's it. Support Bond. Go to Rebuilding my nonprofit, rebuildingaman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-2663. Thank you all. And you can scan the QR code to support Bond. Scan the QR code to support Bond. Or you can mail it in. Check a mighty order. Make it out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and send it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, Los Angeles, California, 90035. It's all there on the website at rebuildingdemand.com/donate. Let me go back to a first-time caller out of New Hampshire, Aiden. So, Aiden, you lost your girlfriend, you say? What?
Yeah.
What? Oh. Oh, hold on. Sorry, I hit the wrong one. Amazing. Aiden. Sorry about that.
Aiden. Hey, yo, it's amazing. It's amazing to be Aiden.
Amazing. So you lost your... What about your girlfriend?
I said, I don't know if I ever had her, right? I was dating a dancer.
Oh, okay.
And, right? That's a nefarious lifestyle.
Why did you develop a relationship with a dancer knowing that dancers are not committed to one relationship?
So it's a little bit tricky, brother. So at the time we got together, she had stopped dancing. And then as our relationship went on, you know, I think she decided that she wanted to do that again. And made me feel like maybe I wasn't doing so much well or doing too much right. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get away from the wind right now. But I said, like, I'm a confident man. I don't, you know what I mean? I like to have my fun and stuff. Never against any normal morals. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
I never slept around on or anything like that. But there'd be times where, you know,
were you married to her?
No, sir.
Did you say your wife left you?
Not my wife.
Oh, you didn't say your wife?
No.
Okay.
I would have at one point would have made her my wife, but at the same time, Jesse, it's a tough go sometimes.
And how did you feel when she left?
I was sad, but I was also ready for it. I remember I called my mom up. I remember the day it was. Called my mom up, was talking to her, and I'm like, I don't think I can do this anymore. It had nothing to do with the dancing. I don't care about that. You got to make money the way you can make money. She's not a smart kid. So I don't know why I was even involved with that in the first situation. But I called my mom one day, and I told her, I said, Ma, I think I got to be out of this. She said, well, see, that's your answer right there. Go away. Leave it alone. My mother is a God-fearing woman. And I told her, I said, all right, I'll be out, you know, whatever. Me and my buddies went out, had some fun. Nothing went wrong. I go home that night. I left that night, drove 2.5, almost 3 hours back to the place that we were living at together. And she told me she found something in my phone. I said, pull it up. Find what you found in my phone. She couldn't believe me, right? There was nothing in my phone. There was nothing in my phone. I know for a fact there was nothing in my phone.
Amazing. And so your question
so I, no, for but, me... No, but hey, I'm an honest man. And I told her. I'm like, go ahead. She goes, no. I got rid of it because I couldn't see it anymore. I didn't want to look at it anymore. And I'm like, no, that's not the truth. And... You know, to make a long story short, it's been almost a year to the day. I think tomorrow will be a year to the day. So we still see each other sometimes. I still got love for her. I get happy when I see her, and I don't know why, brother.
Gone for a year now?
Well, it's... gone for a year now, but also at the same time, like, she's here for every 2 weeks. She's almost like a stray cat. You feel me?
Why do you still see her?
Because I like seeing her. And you know why I like seeing her. I don't want to say it on air.
Right, I understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
And so, your question for me is what?
You know what? It's more than a question. It's more than a question. It's like, what would you do if, you know, you're dating a stripper, then, you know, I shouldn't have said that word, a dancer, whatever. What do you do when you're dating someone who performs clothesless for money? You know, when they leave you and you care about them. Because I have, you know, I've had girls come in and out since then. And I'm sure she's had guys come in and out since then. No pun intended. But how? Like, what do you think about that? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
You drop her.
Uh-huh.
And then you don't have anything to do with her at all. Just don't judge her. Wish her well.
No judgment at all,
right.
ever.
So
there's 3 years, I never judged. I made money ways that I shouldn't have made money.
But let me tell you, let me say this because of time. You drop her, and then you work on yourself, overcome, so that you won't make the woman your god, and next time you meet a woman, you will deal with her perfectly.
I think that's my problem, brother. I think I try to be perfect sometimes.
Well, you can't try to be perfect, but you can overcome not being perfect.
You might be one of the smartest brothers I've ever, you know what I'm talking about? You are, like, even just saying that. Like, I mean that full-heartedly. That's the coldest shit I've ever heard. Coldest stuff I've ever heard. I mean that. That's cold. Like, cold in a good way. Like, it's a tough going sometimes, though, because I'll tell you right now, like, I was on a date with a beautiful lady the other day. Sweetheart.
family girl. Like, I'd bring her home to mom. And, but as soon as this girl finds out I'm with someone, she texts me, and I'm like, I got something to do. You know what I mean? I don't know what, and I'm not attracted to the image or anything like that. Doesn't flatter me. It doesn't make me feel special.
You got to start working on yourself so you can overcome your mother and return to your father so you can have peace. And I promise.
If you knew my father, you wouldn't say that, brother. I never met the guy.
You never met him? Why not?
Well, he didn't want to be around, and he has since passed.
How do you know that?
How do I know that he didn't want to be around?
Right.
You ever heard the song by Lil Wayne in the Game?
No.
And he says, like, I needed my father, but he needed a needle. You know what I mean?
But how do you know? He didn't want to be around you or your mother?
I think it was mostly my mom. I think I was too young to cause a fuss at that point. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I think I was too young to... cause enough problems.
Your father loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your mother.
I don't know, man. He had a bunch of other kids. I've never met any of my other brothers. Word to your cousin, you know, like, that's it, man. And but you know what I do? I deal with it, man, and I roll on. Like, I
did you say he's dead now? He died?
Yeah, my father's dead, and my sister's father, who was like my father, he's dead too. R.I.P. Dave, man.
But let me tell you this, because of time, Agent. You're not going to have peace until you forgive your mother and your father. Your father loved...
Oh, man, I love my mom, man. I love my mom.
If you love her, you will forgive her.
I forgive her for everything, man. I don't blame her for nothing.
Come back to your phone. Come back to your phone.
I'm right on my phone. Sorry, that's okay. The wind. I apologize.
Okay, no problem.
I love my mom.
If you love
more
her,
anything,
you will
man.
Forgive her for recreating you in her image.
I don't think I have to forgive my mom for much, dude. I think she's done, more than a single mother would even think of doing. Right?
Was she perfect?
I don't think anybody's perfect. You just told me that.
How about your mother? Was your mother perfect?
Wait, who was perfect?
Was your mother perfect, or is your mother perfect?
In my eyes, I look at my mom like I look at our Lord and Savior, man. I mean,
is she perfect?
No, sir.
I'm sorry?
No, sir.
So why don't you forgive her for her imperfectness?
I do. I text four people every morning. I text two of my best friends. I text my mother and my sister every morning. I say, have a great day.
Did you tell your mother you forgive her for the things that went wrong, what she did to you?
Now listen, if I told an Irish Catholic lady I forgive you, I would catch a butt whooping like no tomorrow.
Your mother will whoop you if you went and forgave
no,
her?
No, of course not. I'm way faster than she is.
And so
I'd get out of there.
How would you ever have peace if you don't forgive her? How would God forgive
her.
How would God forgive her if you don't tell her you forgive her for what she's
no,
done
I'm
to you?
I'm just saying, dealing with an Irish Catholic lady is very much more difficult than dealing with the normal lady, if you know what I'm saying.
Have you tried to go and forgive her?
I forgive her for a lot of things, but I've never told her straight up to her face.
And why not?
Yo, ma, I forgive you.
And why
because
not?
Because she's going to blame it on me, of course.
Of course.
But, you know what I mean? But if you sit there, you ever seen the movie Good Will Hunting when that guy's like, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. And Leonardo DiCaprio, whoever's playing that role, starts crying.
Adrian,
Don't do this.
Adrian, let me tell you this, because if you want to be free and have perfect peace, you got to forgive your mother, and you got to tell her that.
I love Ma Dukes. I love Ma Dukes more than anything, man. I think she's...
If you love her, you could go to her and forgive her for what she did to you.
I don't think she did much to me, man. Forgive
her for the little that she did. Because you're not going to be free until you do it.
I think it has more to do with the fact that I like women, man. Like, I like having, you know.
But you're not going to know how to deal with women until you learn how to deal with your mother in the right way.
Bro, you're cold. I'm a first-time caller, bro. You're cold, bro. That's facts. And I almost knew you were going to say something like that. And, like, I respect that. That's dope.
But that's the only way out for every man and every woman. They have to forgive so that they can be forgiven. Forgive your mother and then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. His mother screwed him up, too. And your mother
My mom protected me from my father. My father was a stone cold G. Like, there was nothing. Yeah, nah.
Your mother protected you from your father?
Because I wasn't there. But he never.
How do you know that your mother protected you from your father?
I've heard stories.
You can't believe those stories about your father. Your mother's not going to tell you the truth about your father. She's not going to tell you your father.
Yeah,
but
your grandfather will.
She's not going to tell you that your father could not handle me. So.
No. Mom Dukes is a good lady, Jesse.
But if she was a good lady, you would be able to go and face her and forgive her. If she was a good lady, you would go to her and forgive her.
I think she has to forgive me more than I have to forgive her.
No.
I think I've been a difficult person to raise.
You're not her problem. Her mother is her problem, not you.
Oh, hey, whoa. Grandma was a saint. Grandma was from Sweden.
I gotta run. Call me again.
I love you, Jesse.
I love
you're
you
the
too,
man.
I love you too.
All right. God bless.
You too. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Michael, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Michael, you are on the air.
Jesse, it's awesome to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
I have a question for you. Okay. That has, it kind of has to do with what the last caller was talking about slightly. I have a stepson. I am unable to have kids of my own, unfortunately. But my stepson, Ethan, is amazing. I stepped into his life when he was 18 years old. He's special needs, but he's high functioning. So my question for you is, in today's world, where masculinity is hated, and real dad is pro trans flag out front. You know, he's kind of squishy, if you will. He's a bit of a beta. I had to say it.
Beta.
So, how do you view a man who steps into another kid's life able to have the same effectiveness that a real father would have? Because I'm concerned with getting him off the beta land, you know, and then he just learns all this weird stuff. So how do you recommend asserting the masculinity in a positive sense, though, you know?
Well, a stepfather or a stepmother should never get involved in somebody else's son or daughter life, because they're never going to accept the step-parent as a real parent. They're in their soul, they yearn for their natural parents, not a step-parent. And so a step-parent can never do anything about that.
My hope is to guide properly, because I don't get into the inner mechanics of the parenting stuff. They have my wife and Beta have a decent working relationship parenting wise. But I just noticed when he comes home, he's less communicative. He's more isolated. And when he's here, he's happy. He's out jumping around and all of that kind of stuff.
Right.
Not more figuratively than literally. I mean, he's 21 now, and he's at the point where we're just looking at getting him occupational therapy to get a job. It's a communication issue.
He's not able to live on his own because of his high-functioning situation?
100%, yeah.
How does he feel about you?
He says he loves me, and that he's so shy that to get him to say hi is a feat. So when he said he loved me to my eyes, it melted my heart. So I'm unable to have kids. So that was pretty special to me. I see him emulating a lot of the stuff and copying a lot of the stuff I do. As far as wearing my clothes, he wanted a shirt that said "Go woke, go broke" for Christmas. So I am having an effect on him.
And so your question for me is what now?
Sure. My question was, and I guess you've already answered it, is the effectiveness of a step parent in a child's life. So I guess you've already answered it. So let me give you a quickie second one. Sure.
First of all, I wouldn't recommend you married a woman already had a child anyway, but you're in this situation now. Be patient with him. And don't treat him like a baby. Don't make him feel like he's just never going to be able to take care of himself because of whatever situation he's dealing with. Because I noticed that a lot of parents treat, when they have kids like that, they treat them like a child all their life, and they make them feel like, I got to take care of you. I got to be with you.
Yeah.
And so the kids become dependent on that.
What I'm afraid of at Beta House.
Treat him the way you would treat your own child. Treat him as though he is an adult. Don't treat him as though he's a baby.
That's a good suggestion. Because I do notice that I may tend to do that due to communication issues. You'll say something and it takes 10 seconds for him to absorb it before he responds.
Right.
So, I don't have much experience with special needs kids. You know, that is kind of where you default to.
Right.
That's a really good suggestion. It was a quickie, and I can take this next question off the phone if you like. But it may have something to do with the last caller as well, and that's having to do with self-worth. It seems like a lot of men these days are questioning how their role in the world. I'd love to know your opinion. Yeah, sure.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. One more hour to go. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world. The federal workers, so-called workers, some of them are getting fired amid the shutdown, thousands of them. But they have like more than a million to go. Whew, crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, Charlie Kirk got a posthumous Presidential Medal of Freedom. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, awarded him via his surviving wife or widow on the National Day of Remembrance for Charlie Kirk, which would have been his birthday yesterday. He would have been 32 years old. Instead, he's getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom after he died. Remember, he got killed. The average new car price is $50,000. It's over $50,000. Your money isn't worth a dime. A penny ain't worth a dime anymore. It used to be worth way more than it. Anyway, deadly landslides and flooding in Mexico, like central and eastern, something like that, or I forget what it said, but like 300 communities are cut off since like Tuesday. Crazy. And some college female coach, college women's basketball coach, she's like, I hope I'm wrong, because she doesn't believe that there's going to be a female NBA coach in her lifetime or whatever. She's hoping for a female NBA coach. NBA being the National Basketball Association is for men. It's ridiculous. Whew. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, October 15th, 2025 AD. All right, the year of our Lord. And there is one line open. You can call in right now, even during Hake News, Not Fake News, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP for Manhood Hour coming up. All right, Manhood Hour, the third hour of the Wednesday show. Pretty cool. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. And today, 2 p.m. Pacific, Punchy TV should be live with the experts. Very nice. Always cool. Kind of, anyway. Sweet. And then tomorrow, ladies, the Women's Forum, tomorrow evening, third Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, the 16th. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/events. All right. The Commie Nonsense Network talking about that cartel crackdown where Trump struck another drug boat, like a fifth drug boat or something off the coast of Venezuela, at least the fifth time. A strike in international waters affiliated with a designated terrorist organization, but did not provide evidence to back up the assertion. Give me a break. The latest strike is likely to inflame further regional tensions and fuel more questions about the legality of the U.S. operations. Commie Nonsense Network, which is pro-drugs and pro-crime and pro-communism, apparently, right, seemingly, has reported, just kidding around a little bit, but they've reported that at least one boat struck by the United States military last month had turned around before it was hit. Oh, so if it turns around, you're not supposed to hit it? I don't know, raising questions about whether it posed an imminent threat to U.S. or U.S. forces. If it was a drug boat, I don't know. Anyway, federal workers, more than 2 weeks into the so-called government shutdown, hardly anybody's noticed, except for some people maybe at airports. There is still no indication of meaningful progress toward resolving the stalemate. Thousands of federal workers have been fired from their jobs, with more than 1.4 million other government so-called workers furloughed, all right, or going working but without pay for the time being. They'll get paid later, or maybe they won't. Exciting. The White on the Inside White House Budget Office said Tuesday they're preparing to ride out the shutdown by continuing to lay off federal so-called workers. But they noted that U.S. troops and law enforcement will receive their pay. President Trump stated Tuesday he will release a list Friday outlining which Democrat programs will be cut off if Congress remains deadlocked. And President Trump Tuesday posthumously, I don't know how to pronounce it, awarded Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom on the roster of American heroes. I'm James Hake.
had to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour already on Wednesday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Which do you prefer, being good or doing good? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you are, you got to run around doing whatever you're doing, and you just can't sit and watch the show. You're like, oh, I wish I could still listen live. You can. Podcast the show and listen on your iPhone or iPad. Well, not iPad now. Just the phone. Listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. We have a Halloween. So I just noticed that I saw it in it, but I didn't mention it. Is Halloween coming soon? Mm-hmm. When?
The end of the month.
Really?
October.
I thought Halloween like November. Uh-uh. No, that's Thanksgiving, huh?
Yes, sir.
What the? Happy Halloween. What the? It's Wednesday, and every last hour of Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. What the? A man is a male returned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right. Don't get in the wrong way.
Your community needs your voice. It is vital that women have an equitable space and opportunity to represent and advocate for the needs of their community.
LA County today to declare a state of emergency to provide assistance for residents from ongoing federal immigration raids.
You know your community well. You care for it and you know what its needs are.
An empty lot next to several apartment buildings between 7th and 8th Streets.
Residents in apartments overlooking all this saying off camera, they see people playing pickleball while openly doing drugs.
You want to make a difference, and you have great ideas to improve your community.
Well, the Bible says that no one shall know the day or the hour, but yeah, I think we're probably living in end times.
Become a candidate on a Los Angeles Neighborhood Council board.
I am a leader.
You listen, right. You care. You are creative. You are passionate. You are a leader.
You are a leader. No matter what the Lord says. You are a leader. Amazing, huh? What a mess. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Ladies, if you want to get married and have children, you need a man there to lead you and the children. And it ain't going to work no other way. But do what you want. Let me go quickly back to Michael, a first-time caller out of Indiana. Michael, you had another question you want to ask or statement. Go ahead.
Yeah, but first, I oddly have an odd craving for coffee from the plantation. Just kidding.
Parcheese coffee.
It sounds delicious.
It is delicious, too.
Now, I guess my other question is, or statement, and you can respond to it, is how men deal with self-worth these days. Because there's a nonstop bombardment of you're trash, you're this, you're that. And, you know, I found myself asking this question a lot after my mom died a couple of years ago. So it's refinding, like, who you are and what truly... what you're okay with, where your morals are, where do you really stand on stuff? You know, once you lose that pillar of a parent, you're kind of forced to ask those questions.
So you don't feel like you have self-worth?
I didn't, no. I'm a recovering addict. I've got 8 years sober. Praise the Lord on that. And I lost a lot of time doing the drug addict stuff. So when my mom died... I'm 41. As of yesterday, thank you very much. I didn't know.
And so when your mother expired, what happened?
Well, when my mom, when I got sober is when my mom got really sick with the aggressive lung cancer. So I found myself asking myself if I was good enough or if I, like, my self-worth, because I, you know, do you view me as a good son? Am I a disappointment, et cetera? Well, you know, she did forgive me, and I ended up forgiving myself. And I found that my self-worth was able to, and self-talk, increase in a very positive way.
What is self-worth? I don't know what you mean by that.
Self-worth, I guess, self-confidence. Knowing that you have value. I know it sounds real fluffy and stuff.
Right, but there's no such thing as self-worth.
Okay, can you dive into that for me?
There's no such thing as self-worth. How can you have self-worth when you don't even know who you are?
That's a perfect point.
No, there's a question.
Well, and to answer that question, then I don't know how to, I'm unable to answer that because since I got clean, like I'm finding out who I am again. I'm not the same person I was before. I've seen too much crap. Fortunately, I never had to do anything crazy.
You have never known who you were.
Right.
Who you are.
I started using when I was like 18. So,
but Michael, because of time, who are you?
I don't know. I'm a husband. I'm a stepfather. I'm a member of my community, and I try to make that as positive as possible.
But you just told me what you have, but you didn't tell me who you are.
As the last gentleman said, you are a cold mother.
Shut your mouth. But I'm talking about Jeff, and I can dig it. But there's no such thing as self-worth, and there's no such thing as forgiving yourself, because there is no self to forgive. That's just an illusion.
Okay. Now, my friend who's more religious than I said that I just need to accept that I'm a broken human. That I will never live up to the expectations that I have in my head or what I think I should be, and that I should accept my brokenness and work within that framework.
I don't know what he mean by that, but...
Yeah, so that's crazy.
Is your wife older than you?
Yeah, by 2 years.
I figured that. Why did, you know you married your mama, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. You got to...
She helped me get sober. I mean, she She is the love of my life. You know, I would be dead if it wasn't for her in every sense of the word.
Your wife?
So, yeah.
So you made her your god?
No, I don't idolize her.
That she is the reason you're sober, you idolize her. Because if you didn't have her, would you get high again?
I probably would have overdosed, yeah, and died.
If you didn't have her,
I was suicidal. Suicidal at the time. Michael, I don't know if I can say that word. Sorry.
Michael.
Yes.
If she leave you, if she break up with you now, would you get high again?
Oh, gosh. I certainly hope not. I've worked on it for a long time.
Would you get high again if she left you?
No, I can't get high again because I'll probably die. I can't do it.
And so why do you credit her for getting you off drugs?
She was there at a time that I was at a fork in the road. And she helped me get on the right road and we developed a relationship.
But you're not on the right road.
What road am I on?
You're on the dark road. You made the woman your god and you're on the dark road that only leads to destruction. You should have only one god. And so far you're not allowing that to happen because you made this woman your god. You married your mama.
Oh, there are things I can't say right now, Jesse. in the most non-ditty, non-disgusting way possible, you're probably right.
I am right. And she hates your weakness, too. Anytime a woman think that she saved you, she hates you. And if you ever try to stand up to her, she will destroy you.
Oh, no, that we run a very 50-50 household.
Right, because you're afraid to do anything other than that.
Jesse, do you want to arm wrestle? Come on. I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah, you're married to your mother. And until you...
Words.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm just saying cuss words, so I can't say cuss words. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You got to start, if you want to be free, Michael, you got to start to overcome the fallen state. You got to overcome your thoughts and your emotions. Otherwise, you're never going to be free, and you never will know who you are. But you got to start working on yourself. And stop worshiping anyone or anything.
Yeah, I see how that can lead to a very bad power dynamic, and that would be not good.
Yeah, and so I suggest, do what you want, of course, but I suggest you forgive your mother for setting you up like this, and then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother, so that you can start to overcome the fallen state. You're living in your imagination, and all thoughts are all lies all the time, and they are leading you astray. They will cause you, influence you to destroy yourself.
Well, that's why I'm calling, because I don't want that to happen.
So you got to forgive your mother for what she's done to you.
Well, I'm going to need to work on that because that's a tough pill to swallow. But I think you're right.
And why is it tough to swallow?
Shoot, because I'm idolizing another woman, Jesse. That's why.
Yeah, because you resent your mother. You made your mother your god. You didn't want to do that, but your mother imposed her. Herself
well, she was
on
an
you.
She was an enabler. She didn't let anything stop.
And that's why you
bad.
Became a drug addict, because of the anger you had toward your mother. And you're trying to feel better by using drugs, but it couldn't make you feel better. It just gave you a temporary feeling.
That's the truth. And on that note, is it legal to bomb these Venezuelans? I say evaporate all of them that have drugs on them, because it is a scourge on our country, on our youth.
I know, and that's true, but you can't drink. I'm glad that the president is stopping them from coming in, but you can't blame them for the people using the drugs.
Oh,
the
absolutely
people,
not.
The people are using the drugs because the people using the drug because they don't know how to overcome their the emotions that they have, and they're trying to make themselves feel better. And so the drug lords are taking advantage of that. But you can't drink. You can't blame the drug lords for it.
No, absolutely not. I'm just for it because they're, you know, it's not normal drugs that they're bringing in anymore. It's not like, not like things used to be when you could do some H or whatever. And
yeah, I'm
going
to have to rub my
hand
because I'm tired, but it's still, you can't blame the drug lord. The
absolutely, no.
Because if the people overcome the fallen state, the emotional state, they wouldn't need the drugs.
Absolutely.
And so they brought in a whole field of drugs, and they would draw.
Well, don't you think they conditioned the youth, like people like me, to, hey, you need Adderall, you need this, you need that. So once that goes away or you grow up and you start having those emotional problems, then you're like, oh, what drug is this? What drug is that? I mean, we were conditioned to be emotional monsters from youth.
Well, you are conditioned that, but you're not. You only become that way because you fall into anger. The moment you start resenting, you need something to make you feel better.
Absolutely. Jesse, I appreciate the call, man. You're awesome.
Yeah, work on yourself, though, all right?
I will, because there ain't no business here.
That's right. All right, bye.
All right, see you, buddy.
Bye-bye. Bye. I told y'all, then I go back to the phone, that black people don't like dogs and animals and stuff, right? They don't like it when you have them on the airplane. They don't like them when you have them on the trains. And leave your dogs at home. Who let the dogs out? I have proof that black people are not into dogs and cats all over the airplane, in the cafe, in McDonald's, on a train. Watch this black woman go off on a white commuter on a New York subway after the white commuter's dog get too close to her. Watch this from X.
You can f*** around and find
out
when
I
get off. You shut up. Come and make me shut up. All y'all
We're
white motherfuckers, come and make me shut up. All y'all white mother, yeah, because y'all f***ing talking because he's a white motherfucker and I'm talking about the dog. If I don't want a dog to touch me, I don't have to let a dog touch me. If I don't want the dog to touch me, and man, you want to record too? I can record you too, ma'am. You like recording? I could record you too.
You should record yourself yelling.
I pay my TA thing. I don't want no dog on me. I don't have to have a dog on me.
That's
you
right,
want to record?
You don't have to have a dog on you.
Miss Vanilla, you want to record? Come record all of y'all. So what if my mouth is foul? I'm a 46-year-old woman.
That's
if he
worse.
Come in there with a dog and it's on me, I can say I don't want the dog on me. That dog should be in a motherfucking bag, motherfucker. In the first place.
You're 47
okay?
years old.
Okay? That's number one. So mind your business.
Oh. Who let the dogs out? Just because you love your dogs, that doesn't mean that everybody else gonna love your dog. So don't be letting your dog touch people and kiss on them and lick on them and go up near them. What's y'all? Especially when they're black. And especially when they're black female. She sounds like who?
She almost reminds me of Jamal Bowman, the guy who pulled that fire alarm. Must be the accent.
What a mess, huh? Amazing. Everybody's not into dogs, especially black people. All right? Don't let them touch the black person. And she hate white people. You white MFs. Oh, you white MFs. And the white people around her, just is, they like try hard not to even look at her. They're like, what the? Call the police. What a mess, huh? Darren says she sound like his mama. My producer, he be like,
what the?
He went off just because the dog touched her. And now she's mad at all the white folks. One other quick thing I want to show you. And I never, since I left the plantation, I've not heard where black people say, well, you know what? My son was wrong. This is a first in the last 70 years. My son was wrong. New York Post. The family of an armed black man who was shot dead by an off-duty police has said the shooting was justified. Watch this from CBS. I'm sorry? Oh, okay. They're in my ear telling me let's play the dash cam footage first, Nick. 15-6-6. Oh, not 6B?
I'm ready.
15-6A. Watch this. So,
what are you doing?
For our viewers, it's two vehicles. There's a vehicle driving crazy. We're looking at the dash cam footage. It's crazy. This car had bumped into the dash cam footage car. She is now... he's now getting out of his vehicle and, like, and whoa, fighting with the cop, throwing punches. It's a 32 shootout.
Wow. That's amazing. So it looked like he got out of his car, the black guy, and smacked the police, off-duty police, and the off-duty police had to end up shooting. And so do we have the parents saying that it was his fault? And that's the next soundbite? They both pulled the gun and off-duty cop. It appears that the off-duty cop and the black guy pulled the gun, and he did. Here is where the parents said it was the son's fault.
We will acknowledge that we do believe that this officer-involved shooting was justified.
Early and often, Elijah Wilkes' family and their attorney acknowledged the 26-year-old made a bad decision that resulted in his death Thursday morning.
I don't think I've ever come before and did a press conference and said this.
Elijah's mother, Pamela Bonslater, and their attorney, B'Ivory Lamar, watched the video twice Friday at MPD headquarters.
The video does depict Elijah pointing the firearm at the off-duty officer, and the off-duty officer did respond what we believe in accordance with his training.
Wilkes' mother was too distraught to speak, but other family members did.
I would also like to thank the Milwaukee Police Department for their transparency and a professionalism.
No matter the fault, they're grieving the loss of a son, grandson, nephew, and brother.
My brother was all I got, for real. Like, that's my only sibling.
Oh, I didn't mean to laugh. That's my only sibling. That's the first time I've seen this in 70 years. Well, not 70 years, but, yeah, 70 years or so. That is a first. There is a God. Black people are admitting that their son, their brother, was in the wrong, and the officer appears to be right. May the son's soul rest in peace. What the? Isn't that amazing? I want to show you what masculinity looked like. You only have to look at Trump if you want to know. The great white hope. This is from X. French President Macron gets absolutely dominated in a handshake by President Trump. Watch this from X. Trump, stop manhandling that guy. What the? He's like, what the? Manhood hour. Trump is a perfect example of a man. And I want you all to check out, not now, but we have played that poem, If. If you can do what it says, you will become a man. You will become a woman, ladies. Really, but you got to if. You got to do if. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Renee out of Texas. Renee, you are on the air.
Punchy, what's kicking, baby?
All is well, Renee.
Good, man. Hey, I got, I think it's more of a comment than a question, but I've been listening to you for, I don't know, a couple of years now, and although I don't agree with everything you talk about, the one thing I do agree with is that we are in a spiritual battle.
Right.
And I think more and more it's being revealed that there is a line between good and evil in this world. And, you know, the more you lean towards letting people tell you what to think, what to say, the globalists want to divide us and make us hate each other and all that. Like, I think people need to really open up their eyes and stop living for other people. So the whole spiritual battle thing, it took me 41 years to really realize it. I'm 44 now, but, you know, for a long time I was just blind to it. And once you wake up and start realizing that it is between good and evil, a spiritual battle, I think this world can change. But until people fully realize that and are willing to accept it, we're going to stay in the same loop of destruction and hate.
Have you dropped your anger?
No, I wouldn't say 100%. I'm still angry sometimes.
And why don't you just drop it?
I don't know. I don't think I'm an angry person, but I think I can be drawn to being angry during certain situations.
So why don't you just drop the anger? Because anyone that has anger is evil. And they are separated from God. Why don't you drop it?
Well, I don't know if I 100% agree with that.
But God said it. That's not me saying it. You don't agree with God?
No, but even Jesus had anger. I mean, you know.
So you don't agree with God that anyone that has anger is evil?
I don't necessarily believe what you're saying is 100% true. So it's hard for me to agree that I wouldn't agree with God. I would have to accept what you're telling me is 100% truth.
What part you don't believe about that statement?
Well, that we are humans and we're flawed and we all fall short.
No, what part of that you don't believe that anyone that has anger is evil and is a murderer and you should never trust an angry person? What part of that you don't believe?
I don't believe that if I am angry at times that I am evil.
Oh, okay.
That's what I don't agree with.
So you think God would lie?
Well, again, I would have to believe that your word
is that. No, if he said it, was he lying?
Where did he say that?
Hold on, buddy. Hold on. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pills.net. Back in a quick moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm a, I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of the hour, 9 o'clock Pacific time, right after my show, and you don't want to miss it. James Hake is on fire. The guy with the good hair, I don't know what's going to happen when the good hair fall out. I mean, you buy a good wig. Or maybe go see one of those white doctors that show you how to, they sew your hair back in or something. Is that right?
Yeah, no, I would rather get it back naturally if it's possible. Otherwise, leave it out. I'm too proud, I think, at least for now. I don't know. We'll see.
Amazing.
I'd rather grow it back naturally the way that Elon Musk did.
Oh, he went bald and then grew it back?
Well, I don't know. Some people speculate that he may have had help. Unnatural help.
He looked like his hair looked natural.
It does, but if you look at him young, he was balding. He was definitely thinning, and his hairline was going back.
Well, you have that much money, you can buy what you want.
Maybe that's
what's unnatural about taking the hair follicles out of someone's head and implanting them in your own.
That's right.
It's real hair growing out of your head, as far as I'm concerned.
Let the white doctor plant white hair in your head, man.
It's someone else's hair, or it's his own transplanted.
I'm not talking about, I'm just anybody who gets a hair transplant, but if Elon got one.
No, that's disturbing. I don't support that.
Disturbing.
I'd rather just get old. And just.
Well, a lot of people lose their hair and they're not old, Hake.
I know. No, I know. There's people who lost it at age 18.
I know. What a horrible way to live.
I'd rather just learn how to wear it well.
Yeah. Well, the guy with the good hair. After that, the American anchor baby. Hair full of hair. The American anchor baby. You're never going to lose your hair, right, Nick?
I'm already a Norwood one.
Am I Norwood 3 or 4?
I don't know. I'd put 8. You at a 2.
Maybe. A 2. Well, that's generous.
How about generous? 8? I might not know my scale very well.
I don't know.
How about 8?
I never heard of Norwood until you.
Me either. I don't even know what that means. It's my first time here, though.
There's a scale on male baldness. There's a scale. You can map it. You can,
it's kind of like the Richter scale, only it's the Norwood scale.
And so you're at Norwood 1, you say?
I think so.
That means you lost one lock of hair?
That means we got a little diffuse thinning and something else.
What a mess. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. And then the women's forum tomorrow night. If the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. All right? Ladies, every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Who was I talking to?
Renee.
Oh, Renee. Let me go back to Renee out of Texas. Renee.
Yeah.
Jesse, I forgot what we were
talking.
I'm sorry?
There's no cure for baldness, or else Jeff Bezos would have hair.
Yeah, because he have enough money to buy hair, right?
He got enough money to do whatever he wants. And if he doesn't have hair, I can tell you there's no cure for it.
Huh?
He used to be skinny and nerdy looking, and now he's fit and bald, but oh, fit.
Yeah, he may be fit, but I tell you it ain't natural. He's probably injected all kinds of things in his body.
All right. Amazing.
But I will tell you, Hank does have his hair.
Yeah, I don't know about that either. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Yeah.
Amazing. But anyway, Renee, because of time, so you don't want to drop your anger there, right?
Sure. I mean, I'd love to drop my anger. I just don't know if I in other words, like, I don't know if it's possible for me to drop it.
Why
only
not?
Because I'm human. Well, because I think we're built imperfect. I think we're flawed people. I think that we all have.
You think God built you imperfectly?
I don't think he built me imperfectly, but
what do you mean by we were built imperfect then?
Well, maybe I used the wrong word. Maybe what I mean is we became imperfect over time and we're all sinners and we all fall short of the glory. But I don't know if it's possible for me to never be angry about something ever again in my life. Like, I don't consider myself to be an angry person.
What would happen if you were to drop your anger and never get angry about anything again? What would happen?
I think, well, I don't know. I think it would probably fester in me so much that one day I would just probably blow up.
But if it's not in you, you can't blow up.
Well, I guess it'd be hard for me to imagine what that would look like or feel like because I just don't know, you know? I'm not saying I don't agree that it can't happen. I'm just saying I don't know if I can ever get there right now where I'm at. Because, like I say, for an example, like, I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky person. I treat people well. I help people. I employ people. I do a lot of things for people. But, hey, every once in a while, something will make me angry. And
amazing.
I just can't help it sometimes, you know? So,
who are you?
Oh, God, I don't know who I am, Jesse. I hear you ask that question to everyone. I don't know.
What is it like living not knowing who you are?
I guess I don't think about it as much. I think I'm so wrapped up in my day-to-day work and my day-to-day things that I do, I don't think about it a whole lot, to be honest.
But when you do think about it, what is it like not knowing who you are?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I think it can be confusing at times. I think it can make me feel lost at times. Sometimes I surprise myself with certain things that I do or think, and it's not who I am. But sometimes, you know, I can surprise myself like that. So I would say if you were to ask me that it's probably confusing at times.
Do you believe it's possible to know who you are?
Sure, sure.
So why don't you get busy and find out who you are?
I don't know. I'll start on that, I guess.
right.
You know, I guess I can start on that. Again, you know, I don't know if I, like I said, I don't know if I agree with everything that you talk about, but I agree with most of it. And so, you know, some of the stuff that you'll ask me, it's hard for me to answer honestly because I just don't understand enough or agree with it, I guess.
Right on. Well, I appreciate your call, Renee.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. When are you going to make your coffee into the Keurig cups, the K-cups?
That's a good question. I'll talk to the makers.
Yeah, get the makers on the phone. Let's talk to them together. I hope you close the deal.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Amazing. All right, Jesse, I appreciate your time.
You're welcome, buddy. Take care.
Okay, bye. Right. Bye.
Let me go to Troy out of Minnesota. Troy, you are on the air.
Jesse, you're the greatest black man ever.
Amazing.
Hey, three quick things. The hair transplant was one of the best things I've ever done.
You had that? Yes,
I did.
See, Hake?
Nice, man. Nice, that's cool.
Are you white?
I am.
See?
Second thing, person of color is a communist term. White is a color. And the third thing, public transit is communist. So that's why that black woman was all crazy like that.
She didn't want that, according to report, she didn't want that man to let his dog touch her.
Well, anybody that rides public transit is diving into hell because it's not a safe place.
It's definitely not safe anymore, that's for sure. Should he have his dog on the train?
I don't know. That's a tough thing. I work at the airport and I see people bringing dogs all the time now. It feels like dogs are everywhere now.
I know. Who let the dogs out? And so should he, and or should people be allowed to bring dogs on the airplane, on the train, into cafes, and all that kind of stuff? And they bring all those dog diseases and stuff.
Well, I spent a little time in Europe, Jesse, and their dogs are way better behaved than ours. They're very obedient. They don't bug anybody. So I think it's more of a training issue than just a animal thing.
And should they be allowed to bring those dogs on the airplanes and on the train and cafes and everywhere?
Yeah, I think as long as they're well-trained, yes.
But how about the people that don't like dogs? They have to be bothered with that.
Yeah. But, you know, the world is not just ours, you know, it's for everybody too.
It's even for the dogs.
I mean, God created the dog, right?
But not to be on the airplane.
Well,
unless you put them down on the bottom of the plane or somewhere like they used to do.
But yeah, no, I'm telling you, Jesse, like in Germany, those dogs, you will never even know they're there because they're just so well-trained. So it's more of a.
And that's why German is being taken over by the Alawaba people.
Well, that's, yeah, because they're a very feminine society, unfortunately.
See?
Yeah.
Amazing.
But I had a question for you, Jesse. I was thinking about this. So if a man and woman are get married and they have a bunch of kids and then they decide they don't want to have kids anymore, should the man get a vasectomy, the woman tie her tubes, or should they do neither and just not worry about that?
I would recommend they do neither and let God determine when they should stop making babies. But a lot of people are doing that, though. It's unfortunate, but God will, he caused you to make babies, and he will stop you when it's time to stop. Especially white babies. We need white babies.
Yeah, I want at least five.
How many you have now?
Zero.
Are you married?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't recommend that, and I wouldn't do that. I would just make babies till I can't make them anymore if I'm married.
Because I've just heard too many horror stories of, like, the vasectomy going wrong, the tube tying going wrong. Yeah. I don't know if that's what God had. But I just wanted
God
to get your
opinion on that.
God never
planned for someone to have a vasectomy.
Yeah.
And the men only doing it because the women tell them to do it.
Yeah. It's just, I don't think it's a good thing to do.
No.
Better to get a hair transplant.
Right. Amazing.
Can I ask you one more quick question?
Yes, sir.
I think we should get rid of welfare and Social Security to restore the nuclear family and entrepreneurship. What are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. I think that the Social Security is your money anyway, so they should let you keep it and let you save it or do what you want with it. And get rid of the welfare and all these people stop having these babies out of wedlock.
Yeah, because I think, you know, if I'm ever president someday, what I would do is the bill would come to my desk and I would say, okay, anybody born today or prior, you get Social Security, but anybody born tomorrow moving on, it's gone. Because
yeah, the government should be able to just take your money like that anyway instead of saving it for you. We don't need the government to save. We should save our own money.
Because I think what it does is it encourages bad decisions because it says no matter how much you screw up in life, somebody else is going to pay for it.
Yes.
And
well, it's your money because they take it out of your paycheck. It's like they're giving you your money back in Social Security. It's your money. They don't, and they say, well, we're saving it so when you get ready to retire, you have money. But what they're doing is they're making interest on your money. It's your money.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you get it back when it's worth less, and you get government dependency. And I think it was one of the worst programs ever created because it takes away entrepreneurship and good decision making and forward thinking. It just says, I'll just let the government take care of me when I get old.
I agree. Hey, you said it's not, they don't do what?
Well, I've heard that people who just save their money privately are way better off than, have way more money than the Social Security stuff.
Of course.
And I've heard that Social Security is just used as a slush fund by the government.
Of course. Mm-hmm. You can't trust the government. No. Amazing. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right. Greatest black man ever. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to first time call out of Virginia.
Hello.
Chen, what's your name?
Kenzig.
Kenzig, you're on the air.
Well, thank you, Jesse. Appreciate that. Hope you're having an amazing day.
All is well. It is amazing.
Appreciate your show. I've been sitting around thinking a little bit, and I started thinking about systemic racism. I thought, could it be real? I mean, can you really pass that down from generation to generation? And then I thought, Jesse, if systemic racism is real, then I would think systemic slavery is even worse. And I thought, what? Systemic slavery? Well, the oldest civilizations that we know of scientifically started in Africa. Goes back to the Babylonians and the Sumerians. Even the Egyptians had slaves. Right? And it wasn't until, when was it in this country? For about 160 years, slavery was sold to people in this country. 6 million slaves came over, and eventually we ended up recovering. We're still in recovery. But you know, in Africa, there's still 7 million slaves to 9 million slaves, and a large percentage of those are still white people. So I'm wondering if systemic racism is true, then it's got to be systemic slavery has got to be true.
Amazing. Well, first of all, as you have heard me say, I guess, is there's no such thing as racism, systemic or otherwise. Those are just made up words in order to,
I agree,
to control the people, to make them fight one another, and to control them.
That's
for personal gain. Our battle is a spiritual battle. It's not physical.
That's right. It really boils down to seeing each other's heart. Because ultimately, most people are good people in the world.
No, nobody's good. Most people are evil.
You don't think anybody's good.
Yeah, most.
So how
all
do you
people
all
are evil
battling?
Until they overcome it.
So there is a chance that people can overcome it.
If they want. It's for anyone.
If they want.
Eternal life is for all who wants it.
So how do you not hate?
By not judging it. Don't have an opinion
by
about
not
it.
Judging it.
Right.
Don't have an opinion about it. But how do you protect yourself from it if you don't think about it or have an opinion? In other words, is there
you
a difference?
You protect yourself by not hating it.
Not hating it.
Yeah.
So is there a way to measure something without judging it?
When you can see it, you can see the reality of what it is. That's all you need.
Right. I gotcha. I think we're on the same page that way.
Amazing.
You're amazing.
Oh, amazing.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on YouTube, Ya Mum sent 5 Jesse Lee Peterson gift memberships.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
Cuckoo Jiao. Jiao. I'm Cuckoo Jiao. Like, G-ow. Like, ouch. Ow. Thank you for explaining your name.
Thank you.
Cuckoo Jiao. Nice. Thank you for your super chat. Someone bought 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Hamas has executed 33 Gazans, according to Reuters, according to someone on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Amazing. Is that real?
I heard something that somebody got executed in Gaza because Hamas is dealing with competition for power. So it's quite possible. I don't know.
So they're fighting each other?
Uh-huh.
That's what Eva does. It'll turn on you, and then all the group will turn with it. And then when they get you, they'll turn on each other if they can't get to you.
Yeah.
What the? That's amazing.
Indeed, it is. Thank you, someone. Cactus Eater Bear, Younger Pubs. Don't drop enough Nicaragua words. Nicaragua is how it's pronounced and
Nicaragua.
Spelled.
Nicaragua. Oh, amazing.
Nicaragua.
Nicaragua.
That's better. Thank you, Cactus Eater Bear. Charles. Yeah, the Young Republicans had their telegram messages leaked, according to that caller, and Drudge and Politico. Charles bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, you mentioned Mississippi being on fire by the blacks, but apparently South Carolina is as well. The blacks shot up a bar in St. Helena Island, South Carolina, this past weekend. I heard about that, killing 4 people, injuring 20. Did you hear about that? What's wrong with the blacks?
Wow, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it happened like Saturday, Sunday, Friday, something like that.
What a mess.
Yeah. Eugene, idyllic island, too. It's right close to the mainland. Eugene, 3 coffees. Those who
Thank
are
you, by
at
way.
The police.
What?
Those who, something at the police, those who at the police should go to prison. Maybe fight with the police or shoot at the police or something.
It should not be allowed, that's for sure. The police out there trying to protect the innocent people, and now they're just under attack everywhere. What a mess. Oh, Mason, thank you.
Cuckoo Jiao. Jiao. So where and how does one get and receive love from?
Only from God. And you receive love from him by finding him. I almost use the word finding him, but I'll put it this way, returning to him. Only God has love. Nobody else has love. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. And Sion Barakafi, Jesse, you have a gift of wisdom from God. I listened to you for 11 and a half years now, and you are so smart. You're so right, as how I feel, too. Somebody's rushing to get this country to become Europe-level or some type of third-world-type country. By the way, I don't have a bad back like Hank. It's my neck, Jesse.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was on narco when I called you last time, so I didn't know what I was saying, probably.
Well, I'm glad you're well, better, improving, and you're right. It was your neck, not your back. Not a beta back, just a beta neck. Nah, but right on, yeah. Thank you, and continue to recover. All right, amazing. Thank you,
Uncle Jesse, says Pastor Chatelet with a rumble rant. There's this TV show, and where the blacks use magic to keep whitey happy so they don't pop off. Amazing. Are you a magical Negro, Jesse?
I must be, because I've never heard of that show. What? No, amazing.
Soul conscious, 3 coffees, Jesse. Since staying in the silent prayer all day, I've counted a gazillion thoughts per day. Will that number ever go down? What the?
If you stay with it and stay with it and stay with it, just be aware they will all disappear because they're spirits that made a home in your mind, and they will be taken away from you by the light. Just stay with it and watch them. That's all you do. Don't try to do anything else. Just watch them. They will be taken away. I wish you well. Thank you.
Eric, 5 coffees, and I don't know the melody, so I'm just going to sing whatever. Free your thoughts and watch them fly. Use your heart and not your eyes. Musical notes emoji and treble clef. SWV. That's that 90s girl group.
Oh.
I gather.
Someone mentioned that earlier today.
Yeah, that gal.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. 5 coffees. He also bought 5 more. There's no such thing as dating a dancer. You mean sleeping with the devil? Seek what's right first, dummy. Amazing. You wouldn't know the truth if it's stole your wallet. He says something else, but I'll pass that one up. You can check it, caller who was dating a dancer.
Amazing.
Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Kayla. Good morning. What does President Trump have to say today?
Wow.
Smiley.
I haven't heard from him in a minute.
Tomorrow they will say, Donald Trump rants and raves at the press. I'm not ranting and raving. I'm just telling you. You know, you're dishonest people.
Amazing. Nice.
Nikki bought a coffee. Anytime a woman thinks she saved you, she hates you. Laughing face, that's so true.
Yeah. Men say that women hate you, the idea that they can save you. What the?
Beta no more bought a coffee. Drinking my JLP Punchies coffee. Punchie.
Good.
And eating alpha jerky. Was thinking, what could make this day better? Maybe a holiday album of you singing your favorite songs? Named Now That's What You Call... What the? Volume 1.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice suggestion. Enjoy your coffee and apple jerky. Amazing.
Cactus.
You can get the coffee at jesseleepeterson.com/shop.
No, jesseleepeterson.shop.
jesseleepeterson.shop.
Thank you. Cactus Eater Bear, my dog watches JLP. Be nice to dogs, Jesse, with a diamond.
Who let the dogs out? Thank you.
Kevin, all the best. Very generous on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for helping us to help others. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Shout out to Cactus Eater Bear, Wolf 336, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters over there on the DLive crew. And a Harmony, new member on the JLP YouTube channel.
Right on. Thank you all, Captain Bass and everybody.
And shout out to the supporters on the Rumble crew as well. And thank you, guys. I do believe that may... Oh, wait a minute. Yes, that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all. We made it, right?
I think so.
Nice. The Hake Report is coming up now. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there, no matter what, men and women. Really, return to the Father. Forgive your mothers. All who are born of the flesh of the mother must forgive and be born of the Spirit of the Father. And you shall have peace. Really, now you might have peace. You shall have it. You are not created to suffer. When you are suffering, it's because you are wrong. You're not supposed to be suffering. I am so out of time. Go. I'll be back tomorrow. Bible Thumper Thursday tomorrow. And so Joel, first time call out of Oklahoma. Ryan out of Ireland. Mays out of Dayton, Ohio. Mays, it says that Mays agree with me on the dog and cat situation. Right on, Maze. I wish I'd have gotten your call. At least we agreed on something. What? That dude don't want no dog and cat all over you. Amazing. Hate Report coming up now. Bye, y'all.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything.